PFT Media.
Welcome to Orlando Opinions with editor of the Daily City, Mark Baratelli.
Hey, it's Mark Baratelli, editor of the Daily City. It's 2018. Get excited because you're not the same person you were last year. Yes, you are. Let's get started. Patti LaBelle dropped four new cakes at Orlando Walmarts recently. The names of the cakes and their descriptions are as follows. The On My Own cake. This is a carrot cake on one side and red velvet on the other, and some of Cindy Birdsong's tears baked into both sides. The Somebody Loves You Baby cake. It's a three-layer yellow cake, chocolate fudge icing, and the spirit of Diana Ross copying her group's costumes at the Apollo back in the day. The When You've Been Blessed cake, three-layer black forest cake with cherry filling, and Patti crying on TV about only being known for her song about a prostitute, a.k.a. Creole Lady Marmalade. And finally, the New Attitude cake, a three-layer caramel cake with caramel icing, and her goddaughter Mariah Carey's clonazepam and champagne-flavored diamond drizzle. A follow-up health department inspection of Gators Dockside at 5142 Dr. Phillips Boulevard is required after their December 15th inspection. 46 health violations were discovered that day. The violations include live small flying insects in the kitchen, bartender touching lemons with her bare hands prior to putting them in drinks, raw ground beef placed right next to ready-to-eat foods, soil residue buildup on the surface of all their dish racks. Read the full list on thedailycity.com. We live in a city that does not make inspections readily available and easily available to locals. They're hidden on a terrible app and a not much better website. Our city doesn't force restaurant grades to be hung on the front of restaurant windows like in cities like New York City. The only people who actively don't want this have to be restaurant owners. We all deserve to have easier access to this information. You should not have to depend on the news to hear about bad inspections. The City of Orlando Board of Zoning Adjustment is recommending approval of a variance request allowing a liquor store to open despite that liquor store being 0 feet from a church, 350 feet from another church, and 480 feet from a school. The board is recommending approval of the variance request. The final decision will be presented to Orlando City Council January 22nd. Oasis Liquors submitted the variance report for their 2,400-square-foot package store in the shopping center at 5772 North Orange Blossom Trail. Per Section 58.710, a minimum separation of 1,000 feet from churches and schools is required to operate a full liquor store. If the proposed location is less than 500 feet from a church or school, then it may only be approved through a variance. The city considered the following when they made their approval recommendation. The shared open hours of the church in the same plaza and liquor store should be minimal. Staff does not anticipate any negative consequences to the church from the establishment of the local liquor store in the shopping plaza. And three, the OCPS school, called Positive Pathways Transition Center, is located on the north side of Orange Blossom Trail. In this section of OBT, the road contains four travel lanes as well as substantial shoulders and median. The right-of-way is nearly 200 feet wide. Staff feel that the 200-foot right-of-way as well as the location of the liquor store within the core of the shopping center provide adequate buffer from the school. Go to hell, all of you. Why have a rule if you continuously break it? Just get rid of the law. No one cares where a liquor store is located, and this one example is the best proof of that. Screw churches and screw schools, right? Right. We told you in September 2016 that the 2,500-home master plan community called The Grow was in approval process. In August of 2017, a judge ruled Orange County broke its own growth rules when it approved The Grow. The company behind The Grow is appealing. The project has some pretty interesting aspects, unusual for your typical Central Florida development. Included in the project was a 9-acre working farm tract, 21 acres of community gardens, an event barn, a farmer's market street, an edible landscape food forest, 12 miles of all-season recreational trails, bike share, and 400 acres of preservation lands. These ideas are unique and add to residents' life. Perhaps they can be brought into existing neighborhoods. Locals don't want this development to get built because they want to preserve the rural aspect of the area. What they don't understand is our government is built to serve businesses, not them. Only if these people have good lawyers and money to pay them do they ever stand a chance of winning. And only if you get all those acres labeled as preservation land will you prevent other developments from coming in and trying the same thing. So, good luck with that. Thank you for listening once again to Orlando Opinions. You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter at The Daily City or go to thedailycity.com. That's where you can also get dates and times of our famous Food Truck Bazaar special events. They bring together the very best food trucks in Orlando and help grow the Central Florida food truck scene. And remember, Orlando is wonderful.
A PFT Media production.